Hello.
Good afternoon. I would first like to do something that I tell my students never to do. Apologize in advance. So I'll try to keep to the time, and if I don't, please tell me. This study is a part of a series of studies conducted by my team of students, and I'm just here as a presenter of the study, evaluating the effects. Oops. Of the effects of biodiversity of different legume rhizobial groups of native forage legumes from the Brazilian Northeast. Basically, my state is a 200 by 400 kilometers rectangle. Mostly, that goes from the sea coast to the countryside, and in this transition, it goes from about 1,500 millimeters rain, 1,500 to 200 to 2,000 millimeters rain, down to 600 millimeters rain, average annual rainfall, with over 2,500 or over 2,000 millimeters potential evapotranspiration. So it's for those of you that were here yesterday, you saw a lot of graphs with a small region of Brazil being considered arid to semi-arid. That's the point. We are exactly on that red spot there. And that area has agriculturally is based on pastures, native and planted pastures for cattle, mostly sheep and goat production. This area has a large problem with pasture degradation, and pasture is going down. We are trying to include some tropical legumes there to be able to minimize this problem. I don't think we will be able to solve the problem with just this, but that will be a standard point of adding nitrogen. For that, since they are new crops, we have to find appropriate rhizobial species for the inoculation. So it's a very traditional work in the sense that we are trying to see, we cannot rely just on molecular genetics methods for the diversity. We have to go there and get the soil and get the sample and get the bacteria. Otherwise we will know the diversity and we will not be able to use that diversity for anything. The main focal point is getting the individual strain. Very old technique, 60s, 50s, and it's still, for this objective, it's still necessary. At the same time, we are trying to see which main factors govern the diversity, so we can, in other studies with new species, try to go to areas where we are having a better chance of getting high nitrogen fixation strains, so we don't have to go throughout all the state again, and we can pinpoint points that we are having a better chance of getting a good material. For this, we went to all 11 main sections of the state, of the semi-arid of the state, and covered 300 sample points and 3,000 individual data points from which we did isolation. In this case here, we are talking about a species called, a genera called Desmanthus, that has several species with potential, and Australia already uses some of them commercially. We grouped the soil into high and low soil fertility groupings through standard cluster analysis, and obtained 182 isolates from cowpea nodules. Why cowpea and not Desmanthus? Seed availability. Of these, most of them were from the low soil fertility. We did phenotypical characterization and grouping. We are doing the genetic analysis now. Very high diversity. Talking about 100% similarity groupings for the phenotypical data. 142 groups, and only overall 30% overall similarity. Almost all of them are fast growers, although this Manthus is considered to be nodulated by slow growers. No pattern of acid-alkali media change, which is one characteristic that is thought to be linked to resistance to soil temperatures. And of the, while not all of the strains from the high soil fertility groups did form nodules again, most of them from the low soil fertility formed nodules. And I see I'm over my time. Sorry. The 5 minutes is over, right?
Just 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, since there is a high variability for group for culture conditions, we probably will find also variability for nitrogen fixation. We have the experiment on greenhouse now. I hope to have the results to show here. When I sent the excerpt, and there were some problems with the greenhouse, which led us to lose the time for including that data here.